During the recording of the EP, the Beatles put on tape a lot of their best stage performances. The results trickled out over the next releases. In June, Polydor Records releases an LP recorded by the Beatles with Pete Best as their drummer. This is the session backing Tony Sheridan, recorded in Hamburg in 1961. On July 2nd, the Beatles arrive back in London after their tour of Australia and New Zealand. Ringo says thank you for all the get well cards.
Oh, I'd like to thank everyone in the States for sending me telegrams and that, you know, saying get well soon. Thank you, everybody.
The Beatles wonder if they will tour anymore after all these insane incidents. On July 3rd, the Beatles' former drummer, Pete Best, releases a record on the Decca label with his new band, the Pete Best Four. It's called I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door. On July 6th, Piccadilly Circus is closed to traffic as Princess Margaret and a throng of reporters and showbiz personalities attend the premiere of A Hard Day's Night at the London Pavilion. John and Paul give reporters their feelings about their acting.
Well, it's as good as anybody that makes a film who can't act, you know.
We're not really actors, you know. We're first of all singers and then sort of musicians of sorts, but last of all, we're actors, you know, so we didn't really know how to act. But lots of people on the film helped us with it. The real actors, you know, like Wilfred Bramwell and Norman Rossington, who were in the film, helped us with it and told us one or two things to do. I just hope that people like this film and look forward to the next one, like we do.
When they return to Liverpool on July 10th for the northern opening of the film, 150,000 people line the streets to welcome the Beatles back home.
These are the fantastic scenes outside Liverpool Town Hall just after the Beatles arrive. The casualties, they've been put at about 100 by the St. John ambulance men. They're falling like ninepins, the crush barriers are giving way. Liverpool's never seen anything like this.
What's it feel like to come back to a big civic reception like this?
Very nice.
Did you ever imagine that this day was coming?
Never like this.
Now, it's about 7 months since you were in Liverpool last, appearing.
Officially.
Yeah. And some of the fans have been saying that, you know, they feel that you've deserted them. What do you feel about
that? They're mainly the ones that never came to us. The people that are moaning about us not being here are people that never even came to see us when we were here. You know, we could count on our fingers the original fans we had here, the ones that really followed us.
The movie was a pleasant surprise. The storyline was conceived after observing the Beatles in Paris at the George Sunk and while they were on tour in Dublin. Dick Lester, the film's director, explains.
Alan Walter and I went to Paris, where the Beatles were doing an Olympia concert at the beginning of 64 with Sylvie Vartan. We watched them in their hotel room in the George Sank, behaving in a way which was extraordinary. In other words, they were prisoners. They had come to Paris. I believe none of them had ever been to Paris before. They saw the car that took them there. They saw the backstage of the Olympia, and they went to their hotel room and stayed there, and sandwiches were brought up. And in essence, a screenplay began to form in our minds because we were watching it happen. And since we had already decided we wanted to make a documentary film, or a film which was a fictionalized documentary, all we were doing was just trying to keep our eyes open.
The film centers around the lives of four famous beat players trying to be sane and funny in an insane world. Actor Victor Spinetti.
I was in a car with them once where we couldn't move. We were on the way to the studios to film Hard as Night. We couldn't get out of the car because the street was absolutely blocked. Some girls grabbed hold of the back fender of the car and were dragged along the street, and their legs were scuffed. And they didn't care because it was done by the Beatles' car. And George was the first one to make a run for it, and the girl grabbed hold of him by the hair and tore it, and the blood just ran down his face. I mean, Beatlemania was an extraordinary occurrence.
The film succeeds because it captures the humorous and irreverent personalities of the Beatles. And equally important, it uses creative filming techniques along with some excellent photography. Victor Spinetti again.
Dick Lester had five cameras working at once because they never kept to the script. You didn't know what they were going to say. I mean, I remember many scenes that they cut out of the picture, which they honest to God, if one could get the outtakes of Hard Day's Night, one could make another movie. I mean, they took enough film to make Gone with the Wind. I mean, I remember walking on the set when I was meant to be this television director and saying, "You're late," whatever it is, the line. "You should have been at rehearsals ages ago." And John would say, you're not a television director, you're Victor Spinetti, acting a television director. And I would continue with my lines. Say, I am from the BBC. And I have on my wall a certificate saying that I am from the BBC and I am a director. And as I did that, I knocked the cymbals of Ringo's drums. And Ringo said, hey, he's fingering me cymbals. And John said, well, he's a famous cymbal fingerer. So I went up to Paul and I said, now listen, you're late. And he said, oh, I'll give you such a kiss in a minute. And they were sending me up or putting me down because they had the cameras going all the time, four or five cameras at once. They got the essence of them. And that was the cleverness of that film.
As the filming progressed, they began to search for a title. But it wasn't until the shooting was almost completed that they finally found one. During a lunch break, John was kidding Ringo about the way he misused the English language.
It just came out. We went to do a job, you know, and we worked all day, and we happened to work all night, and I came out still thinking it was day, I suppose, and said, it's been a hard day. Looked around, it was dark, and said, night. And so we came to a hard day's night.
All the Beatles enjoyed making the movie and were asked by reporters which were their favorite moments.
A bit in the field. They just run it, and I just had to do whatever I thought of in the background.
Ringo's bit was the bit I liked as well. You know, I like the field best, and then all Ringo stuff. And, you know, with them playing Ringo's theme over it, this boy.
I like the bit in the field. On the screen, I like watching that bit. I think that bit's the best. But I don't know about making the film. I don't know. I think I enjoyed the scene in the bathroom, but just as of in the film, I prefer the bit in the field.
It was on the set of A Hard Day's Night that George Harrison first met model Patty Boyd, whom he married a year later. Also in July, the Beatles buy homes. John buys a 20,000-pound house in the picturesque village of Weybridge in Surrey. George buys a bungalow in Esher, and Paul buys his father a 5-bedroom house 15 miles out of Liverpool. On July 10th, 1964, Parlophone releases the soundtrack LP from the movie A Hard Day's Night. The album included the 7 songs used in the film, plus 6 other songs that John and Paul had written. The Beatles had actually done 6 songs for the film, but after having chosen the title, producer Walter Shenson decided he needed a title song. John explained that all of the music had been written and recorded already, and that he couldn't see where the song would fit in. Shenson said that it would go over the credits and asked him if he could come up with a song for it. Walter Shenson describes what happened next.
The next morning, I was summoned to John's dressing room by the assistant director, saying that John wanted to see me. And I walked into the dressing room, and John and Paul were standing there with their guitars at the ready. And John said, listen, and he took a matchbook out of his pocket. I don't have one, but he put it down, and there were some lyrics on it. And Paul and John sang to me A Hard Day's Night. Now, I had ordered this song the night before.
George Martin not only produced and arranged the album, but on the title track he plays piano, doubling the guitar line.
In Hard Day's Night itself, we wanted a particularly strident beginning. And there's that guitar chord, which was very, you know, you identify it straight away as being A Hard Day's Night.